Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, Phil.
Yes,
I
Terry.
I am so excited about this show you have coming up.
I know, right?
Yes. So, first of all, I want to know, just give me an overview of the project.
You know what? It all started, the Rich Gotieri Creative Arts is like an incredible institution here in Metro Detroit. And if you're lucky enough to get in and study with Rich Gotieri, with regards to the art of acting, method acting, the Strasberg method, things of that nature, you just dig right in and you learn, but you got to be committed to it. So from there, because, you know, they work with Second City. Rich Gotieri wrote for Saturday Night Live for a while.
Yeah.
So anyway, right here in Detroit. So anyway, what's so cool is that they had this one class, like a sketch writing comedy class. And at the end of the session, we had to present it to the class. So I came up with a bunch of characters and it went over pretty well. Then this guy from Chicago came in, Antoine McKay from Empire, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he has a theater in Chicago. He saw it. He invited me along with a few other students to perform it in Chicago. And that went well. Came back here, and then one thing led to another. Now we're going to do like a one-man show with Michael Fisher down at the Marlene Bowles Theater, the YMCA downtown Detroit, right across from the Opera House.
Wow. And tell me the name of it.
It's called My Friend Freud and Fortunate Faces.
Where did that name come from?
You know what? Michael Fisher's project is My Friend Freud, and it's a one-man show with regards to analyzing dreams, and Freud like analyzes the dreams. Fortunate Faces, which is my segment, is five original characters, and I'll tell you something. It goes like this. I was meditating just today, and I came across this one thing, a conversation that happened between Oprah and Maya Angelou, right? And Oprah was calling Maya Angelou, and she was upset. She was crying. And Maya Angelou said, "Stop it. Stop your crying right now." Right? And she told Oprah to say thank you for her problems. And Oprah's like, "Why am I going to say thank you for this?" And Maya Angelou said, "Say thank you because there's a rainbow put there by universe or God in every cloud. And that rainbow is coming, and say thank you even though you can't see it, because the rainbow is already there." And that basically is based about ultimate grace and gratitude and love, right? And everybody has a rainbow in their life, Terry. Mm-hmm. And that rainbow can transform our experiences. And you could transform any experience for your rainbow with somebody else, right? So Dr. Maya Angelou is basically saying we need to prepare ourselves to be a rainbow for everyone else's life. And what this show is, Fortunate Faces, basically, all based upon challenges, things that happened to me, good and bad. And they're all been like guests in my house. And it's, you treat your guest, whether good or bad, with respect and love. And when that guest leaves, you learn from them. So basically, what this show is all about, these five characters, basically guests that have been in my house, the house of my soul, basically. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping to share that and let it be a rainbow that's turned into a rainbow for me. I just want to share that with everybody else.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. And you know what? I was going to ask you about the audience, because if you're sharing this story and your different stories with the audience, what are you hoping that the audience will take away?
Well, there's going to be various people from the audience, including people that I grew up with in my church. I know, right? And I'm not cutting any language, you know, so it's got to be as real as possible. So I'm sure they're going to get something different, because they're going to see me in a light they haven't never seen me before. Little old Phil, like, taking communion up to the altar, you know what I mean? And and then there's going to be people I study with, and there's going to be people that I work out with. So there's going to be, and people that I don't even know, obviously. So they're going to see, someone's going to take, hopefully, the message is going to be different for everybody else. And I'm a little bit nervous, to be honest with you, because some of these church folks that are going to see me, I'm going to be doing some stuff that's going to be like, oh, okay. But I just got to forget that they're there and just be true to the art and just go for it.
Mm-hmm. And then also, as far as you getting up there in front of the audience, mm-hmm. I mean, as a one-man show,
yeah.
A lot of comedians always say how tough that is to be up there by themselves. How tough is this going to be for you?
Terry, it's going to be terrifying, but another thing that I've learned through meditation is that you can't be attached to the outcome. You know, I can get up there and I could fall flat on my face. I could crash and burn. And if that happens, that happens. I'm going to be okay afterwards, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm just up there just to speak my truth and just let the chips fall where they may. But I did it in Chicago already,
okay.
And it went well. And I've done it here, like, over a small audience here before. But it's going to be like, it could be great and it could be terrible, but I'm not concerned about it. I just got to be true.
I'm just wondering, I mean, you've done it in Chicago,
yeah.
Which is a tough
yes.
audience by itself.
Yes.
And then here you are going to show it in Detroit.
At home.
Maybe one day Broadway.
You know, that would be so awesome, Terry. Can you work on that for me?
Well, you know what? They say put it out there in the universe.
There you go.
That's
there you go.
Okay.
We're putting it out in the universe right now.
That's right.
Thank you,
you
universe.
Never know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'll be there cheering you
oh,
on.
Oh, I can't wait to see you there, Terry. Sit someplace where I could see you. So, you know, if things don't go well, I think I'll be okay, but I just want to just see your smiling face.
Oh, yeah, you'll be fine.
Okay, good.
You're just too talented not to succeed.
Ah!
Not Phil.
Her check's in the mail.
Well, Phil, I also have to ask you.
Yes.
This is something I've always been curious about.
Yes.
How does an actor doing a one-man show
mm-hmm.
keep an audience's attention? I mean, what's the secret?
It comes down to this. If you're not interested in what you're doing, they're not going to be interested in what you're doing, right? Now, I'll tell you this. I have I've added more things to the show. I've recorded small movies and videos ahead of time in front of each skit, so there's going to be an audio-visual element to it. And I've really taken a lot of time making sure that it's absolutely right. And I'm working with Jeff Fish, who's the director-producer of the show, and he's helping me really hone things down. So there's other eyes and ears that are involved, the things I can bounce things off of to make sure that it's absolutely right. So Jeff Fish also came from Second City as well. So there are some really responsible, incredible eyes and ears that are helping me shape this into the way that it should be.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
And now, one thing I did notice is that this is all for charity.
Yes, it is.
Talk a little bit about that.
You know, Mike Fish is donating his charity to his proceeds to the United Cerebral Palsy Foundation of Detroit. And I'm donating the proceeds from my portion to the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. It's Tree of Life Synagogue because that's such, you know, so many times things are in the news and then, you know, it goes away. But that's one of those things where we just have to constantly remember things that have happened and then just not forget them. Because if we forget, things will be repeated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Well, Dexter and I already have our tickets.
Oh, yes.
So we'll be there.
Yay.
And what I want to know is for other people that want to attend, how do they get their tickets?
They go to brownpapertickets.com. And just plug in My Friend Freud and Fortunate Faces, or just My Friend Freud, or just Fortunate Faces, or Phil Elam, or Michael Fish, and it'll just come right up.
Okay, and yeah. You did say it's at the Marlene Bowles Theater.
Marlene Bowles Theater, November 2nd at 8 p.m. Show up early, and there's going to be little refreshments and stuff in between, and everyone's going to have a great, 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 great time. And I can't wait to see all of you and say hi to all of you, and I think you're really going to enjoy yourselves.
Excited about going.
Yes.
Was there anything else you want to add?
Yeah.
Oh.
Something that I just got permission I could talk about.
Oh, what is it?
I don't even think you know about this, Terry.
No, I don't.
Okay. Well, I got cast in a Warner Brothers movie.
Well, when you texted me and said WB fitting, I was like, that's got to be Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Wow. So what? Can you tell us what project?
I can't tell you too much about it. But I can tell, because I asked specifically, what can I say
uh-huh.
about this thing? And I could hardly say anything. But I could tell you this. I could told I could say, I can't say who's in it. I can't say the title of it. But I can say that it takes place in the 1970s, and I'm a Panther.
Oh, well, congratulations. That is so awesome.
Yes. I'm really excited about that.
Any other exciting news you want to share?
Isn't that enough?
Well, it is enough. When will you be shooting?
Oh, this month.
Oh, and where?
It's going to be shooting in Cleveland.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yes.
Thanks again to Phil Elam for stopping by the station to talk about his latest project. Again, the show will be performed for one night only on November 2nd, and tickets are available at brownpapertickets.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.